In Europe, a new summit, same old issues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The leaders of France and Germany are meeting in Berlin today. Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel are trying to hash out the details of a master plan to save the euro. But it appears the leaders are still working on the same old problems. The BBC's Steve Evans is with us now from Berlin with more. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So it sounds like Merkel and Sarkozy are both still trying to tackle this old question: how can European economies grow while governments are cutting back?
Sure, and they are pretty united on this. They think the way you get growth eventually is by having tightened belts. Austerity is the word. Now, there are people elsewhere in Europe and elsewhere in America who say that if you get governments to tighten their spending, to cut their spending when there's a recession maybe on the way, well, then that's a surefire way of getting that recession to happen. But that debate's sort of been had between these two people. What these two people are focusing on is how you get that austerity. And they're going to emphasize amendments for balanced budgets. So that's what these two want now. And they want the whole thing done by the end of the month.
And let's talk about another topic that has come up over and over again and apparently is a main point of discussion today. This is the idea of a financial transactions tax, a tax on things like stock and bond trades to pay for some of these bailouts. What are the chances that we'll actually see something like that?
I think the chances are quite high, but it is contentious. President Sarkozy, who's facing election in April, is very, very keen on it. And he said that he will go ahead and have it in France, even if nobody else does it. Outside the Eurozone, but within the European Union, Britain has said, we don't want it unless everybody has it. Chancellor Merkel is for it, but she wants some kind of unity. I think we may well have it, but it's by no means certain.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Now to the Swiss drug maker Novartis, which has just issued a recall of certain bottles of some very common over-the-counter drugs, like Excedrin, Buferin, Nodose, and Gas-X. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Novartis says the bottles may include broken or chipped tablets from other products, which means customers could take an incorrect drug or receive a higher or lower dose than intended. A factory in Nebraska has been shut down for repairs. Bottles of Excedrin and Nodose, with expiration dates on or before December 2014, and Buferin and Gas-X bottles that expire on or before December 2013 are being recalled. University of Southern California pharmaceutical professor Joel Hay says Novartis is doing the right thing by voluntarily withdrawing the drugs.
Occasionally accidents happen, but the worst way to compound that would be to try and hide or obfuscate what actually happened.
Hay thinks Novartis can avoid losing customers over the long term by being honest and upfront. But the Swiss drugmaker says the recalls and factory repairs will cost $120 million. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, up about a half percent in Hong Kong, about a percent and a half, rather, in Hong Kong, and down about a quarter of a percent right now in Frankfurt. Also down, the number of empty storefronts in malls. The commercial real estate tracking firm Reis says the mall vacancy rate dropped from 9.4% to 9.2% last quarter. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 55 points to close at 12,359.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
The world's largest consumer electronics exhibition is getting underway today in Las Vegas. And this year, it appears the story is less about what is at the show and more about what isn't. Marketplace's Tech Report host John Moe is there, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Consumer Electronics Show is changing this year. What's going on?
Well, this is the last year that Microsoft is going to be a part of the show. They've been kind of a big staple of the conference for many years. They've debuted a lot of products here. But they say that after this year, they're kind of bowing out and they're playing down expectations for Steve Ballmer's big keynote address tonight. And it's kind of continuing a trend. Apple doesn't really display anything here. Amazon doesn't debut anything here. And so the big heavy hitters are kind of fading away a little bit.
Are the smaller companies that are at the Consumer Electronics Show, are they debuting some interesting stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on here. There's more of an emphasis on what are called ultrabooks. That's a term coined by Intel. And those are computers meant to compete with the MacBook Air, extremely lightweight computers. Mm. You're seeing TVs that act more like computers, an emphasis on apps, that kind of thing. So you're maybe not seeing the video cameras that you used to see or the specific products, but you're seeing more versatile products that they're hoping will be easier to use and can do more things.
And it's not just these multimedia devices that are being shown at the Consumer Electronics Show. John, what else have you seen that's been pretty interesting?
Well, there's all sorts of things going on. Just pick any geometrical shape, and there's probably an iPod docking station that comes in that shape. Probably the most intriguing thing I've seen so far was from the House of Marley, which is the estate of Bob Marley, and they're debuting a bunch of products like headphones that are made from what they say are sustainable materials like aluminum and, naturally, hemp. And I think they stand out not only because you see a big picture of Bob Marley at their booth, but because it's a color other than black, silver, or white, which almost every other product you see here is. Mm. And so it's getting a lot of attention because it's just sort of breaking the mold of what's out there.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe joining us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally, to the penny, the 1 cent coin that you need five of just to buy the absolute cheapest piece of gum on the market. Well, you might want to hold on to your pennies from now on because one of them just went for $1 million at an auction in Florida. The penny was made in 1793, the first year the U.S. Mint made its own coins. No word on which couch cushions it's been stuck between all these years. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Ask what's next for television, and you might get some answers like this.
Television is the engine that drives the entertainment business.
Remember, this is 4 to 5 hours a day for the average adult.
Anything you can get on a normal TV, you can get on an Xbox.
The only question is, how long does the future take to unfold?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the future of TV at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.